This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome. Here we are backstage, and our players today are warming up because one of them is going to have their opportunity today to win their very own RB5X programmable robot. Players, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Nice studio audience. Nice to see you here at home. And who do we have here today? We have
Dion Crow. I'm Dion Crow, and I'm 12 years old. And I'm going to be in 8th grade, and my hobbies are wrestling, and I've been a cheerleader for 2 years.
Your hobbies are wrestling?
Yeah, second place.
I know there's a joke there someplace, but not me. I will not mess with it. You are?
Zach Manzer. I'm 12 years old. I'm going in the 7th grade. My hobbies, other than reading Nevada, my hobbies are football, baseball, wrestling, water skiing, and snow skiing.
Your hobby is wrestling, too. All right, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. One of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous RB5X programmable robot. Okay, Zach and Dion, shake hands here, and then we'll go play Starcade. Here we go. And while they're getting set, Kevin, tell us about the five games we're going to be playing today.
Jeff, we are in the presence of a couple of superstars today, an entire Starcade devoted to two video game favorites, besides you, of course, Jeff. First is Donkey Kong Jr. and Son rescues Papa from Super Mario. Next is Pac-Man, the great one himself on a mad Super Pac-Man, the great one turned super soft. And Ms. Pac-Man, the petite one of the family. And Donkey Kong, a great gorilla and a fair maiden. Jeff?
Okay, Kev, that's great. Those are today's five games. Both of you, Dion and Zach, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. So Kevin is going to tell our home audience what the mystery game is. Kev?
Today's mystery game is Donkey Kong.
All right, now they are all informed, and we can get on with our business here. I have a question to ask you. First one to buzz in answers the question, answer correctly, and you'll pick the first game we're going to play today. Here's the question. After Popeye has captured the spinach, what color does he become while he has superpowers? Zach?
Green.
No, sorry. The choices are red and green, and red was the right choice. So now, Dion, you have the advantage there. You get to pick our first game. What's it going to be?
Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man. Okay, I thought you might pick that, as a matter of fact. Kevin, tell us about Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man munches her way petitely through the dots while being chased by four monsters. Every dot she munches is another point on her score as she munches her way toward the Energizers. Gobbling one of these, she can then pursue the blue monsters for more points. But she's running again when the monsters change back to their original color. She'll score extra points if she catches the fruit that appears briefly in the maze. You've chosen Ms. Pac-Man, a very petite lady.
Now, when you said, I asked you what game you want to play, you said Ms. Pac-Man. That means you're either a Ms. Pac-Man player or you're a Pac-Man libber. Which one is it?
Pac-Man player.
Pac-Man player, okay. I will give you just one hint about this, not a real hint, but Zach, you might want to listen to. You can score a lot of points if you can lure all the monsters in one area. Eat one of those dots, they turn blue. You can get up to, let's see, you get 200, 400, 800, 1,600 points.
Okay.
Okay. You look like you don't believe me. That's true.
No, I've played a lot.
You what?
I've played it a lot.
Yeah, you know this whole thing. All right, so you've played it so often, you'll play it with your back to the machine. Get ready? Yeah. No, turn around. Here we go. You have 50 seconds. Get ready? Get set? Play. Dion has herself a pattern here. 200, there's a 400. There's 800. It's Jerry for 100. Way to go. 30 seconds. Plenty of time. Doing great. wasn't too bad. Nice try. 10 seconds to go. Doing just really well. Here we go. $740.50. Way to go, Dion. Nice play. Okay, Dion will head back, and here comes Zach. Well, Zach, what do you think?
She's a good player.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you at Ms. Backman?
Okay.
Well, I wish you good luck. She got a good score there. You have to do it in 50 seconds. You ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 50 seconds for Ms. Pac-Man. Get ready, get set, play. Look at that style. Here we are. Oh, I think Zach has played this game before, too. Down in that corner. 5 seconds. One. Two. Three. Oh, just missed it. Too bad. Can you catch him up there? One. Two. Three. All right. $4,730. Well played, Zach. Nice going. You stay right here, okay? And I hope you'll stay there, too, because we'll be back in a second. We'll see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starcade. Stay with us.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, it can talk, and even fetch the paper, available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
Mr. Edwards, and best of luck to all of the players.
Okay, thanks a lot, RB5X. You go on and get back into your position. And I'll go over and talk to Dion and Zach. Well, we have one game under our belts. You're both looking at that and wondering if it's going to do your homework, aren't you? One game under our belts. Let's check the scores. Dion, you have so far $4,740. And Zach, you have $4,730. 10 points separating you. And still one more game to be played in this round. On the total points scored on both games at the end of the round will determine who gets to play the Name the Game board. So, I have a question for you. You all set? Hands on buzzers. In the game Burger Time, you can replenish your pepper supply by A, smashing Mr. Pickle, or B, snacking on French fries. Zach.
Snacking on French fries?
Snacking on French fries. Right you are. Well, Dion, picked the game last time. You get to pick it this time. Zach, what are we going to play here?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. That's the mystery game. Boy, did you pick the right game. That means you automatically, Zach, you win a prize. Kevin?
It's Konica's new Disc 15, the world's first autofocus disc camera. Get sharp pictures from 14 inches to infinity automatically. The only disc camera on Earth with autofocus, Disc 15 by Konica.
Great. All right. Nice going. Now, let's go back to Kevin, and he'll tell us about playing Donkey Kong.
You're Jumpman, and your goal is to rescue the lady from Donkey Kong. Reach the top and score points by jumping over the barrels hurled down on you by Donkey Kong. Make extra points by jumping up to get the hammer, and then use it to smash the barrels and the fireballs on that level. Move on up the ladder, jumping barrels and avoiding fireballs to reach the second hammer. Reach the top, and Donkey Kong grabs the lady and moves up, and you begin again.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Well, you heard what Kevin said, Zachary. Now, some people think that if you grab the hammers on the way up, you know, and use them, you'll do better. Other people say, no, you should get right to the top. Well, how do you feel about it?
Get to the top.
Get to the top, forget about the hammers, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see how you do. You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. play.
Up he goes. And up he goes. Look out. Good jump. Look out. All right. Way to go. All right. Good. Great. Plenty of time. And he's up to the top. Now let's see how much he gets on the second screen. About 20 seconds left. Okay, you're off. Zach, 5,000. How do you feel about 5,000?
Probably do better.
Think you could have done better? Well, I think it was pretty good. You head back, Zach. We'll see if Dion can do better than 5,000. How are you at Donkey Kong, Dion?
Terrible.
Terrible? Really terrible?
I'm okay.
Yeah, well, all right. We'll see what happens. Just a reminder that he didn't go for the hammers. Some people think if you pick up those hammers, and you get some extra points. Which way do you think you'll do it?
Just go for the top.
Go for the top. Okay, Dion, we wish you good luck. 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Up she goes. Oh, no. Dion, come on. Got to get some points here. I know time's wasting, but that takes the machine a bit of time. All right. Good. That's some points. There you go. Watch out for this double one. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, look out. Trouble on this one. 400 points. Go on back. Oh, dear. Sometimes you just can't win for losing. Well, both of you had a chance to play Ms. Pac-Man and Donkey Kong, and one of you now is going to play for a very special prize. Let's total up the scores in both games to see who gets to play the name of the game board. Dion, you have a total of 5,140. And Zach, you have 9,730. Donkey Kong really changed the picture. Come on down, Zach. You get a chance to play the name of the game board. Right over here, if you will, please turn your back to the board. And behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. And if you can name the video games, you get a nice prize. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, you take a look behind you now up in the upper left-hand corner. And let's see what we see. Are we taking a look at Crystal Palace or Crystal Castles?
Crystal Castles.
Right you are. That's one. Number two. Is that Domino Man or Dominoes?
Domino Man.
Domino Man is right. Number three. Tax Scan or Explorer?
Explorer.
Explorer is right. Can you get four of them? Is this Fantasy or Pioneer Balloon?
Pioneer Balloon.
No, sorry. It's Fantasy, but you got three out of four. And Zach, if you get three out of four, you get a prize. So Kevin will give that to you. Kev?
It's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcade. Your vision is our vision. ColecoVision from Coleco.
Okay, hanging here with us. We're going to see if Dion can catch up here in the final round of Starcade, and we'll find out who has a chance to win their own robot.
Here's a special edition of the Starcade Hotline. Dear Starcade, we, Brad Feltz and Kirk Damaris, would like to ask if you might start a Starcade fan club. We could be the first members in the club, and I, Brad Feltz, could be president, and Kirk D. could be vice president. Signed, Your Best Fans. Well, Brad and Kirk, we think it's a great idea, and are glad to make yours the Charter Starcade Fan Club in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Thanks for being our best fans. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
And welcome to the fan club. That's terrific. All right, Dion and Zach, we're at round two. This is a big challenge. One game left, 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores in all the games, and the winner, the top scorer, is going to get a chance to win the robot. Dion, you need some points here. Yeah, I know. Okay, this is the question. First one to buzz in gets to answer it. The planet of Zoom in Buck Rogers is a gargantuan out-of-orbit world ruled by A, the Cosmic City, B, the Source Ship. Zach.
Cosmic City?
No, it's the Source Ship. Now, Dion, you get a chance to pick the game. We have Donkey Kong Jr. and Super Pac-Man and Pac-Man up there, and one of them's a mystery game, too. Which one are you going to pick?
Super Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man. Did we pick the mystery game already?
I got it.
Well, that shows you what I know. It's Super Pac-Man, and Kevin will tell us about Super Pac-Man. Kev?
Well, the mild-mannered Pac-Man mildly eats rows of fruit and objects and chomps a few monsters to rack up points. Special keys open gates to more fruit, and the super button control gives him an extra burst of super speed. Chomping a super dot, he changes to Super Pac-Man, 10 times his normal size, and able to chomp as he pleases, where he pleases, invincible to the monster's pursuit.
Okay, Dion, you need some points here.
I know, I need a lot.
Well, we'll see how you do. Now, just one thing. I've seen people, when they become Super Pac-Man, they forget to hit the super speed button. Just hit that super speed button, and you can chomp everything in sight. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck to you, Dion. 40 seconds on Super Pac-Man. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here we go. That's the way to do that. All right, way to go. Doing great. Scoring good. And 5,000 points for the Stars. Woo! Plenty of time. Did you get in there? Yes, you did. There's one. Uh-oh. All right, you're stuck. 8,140 points. That's really good play, Dion. Congratulations. Now, you head on back, and let's see if Zach can stay up with you there. What do you think, Zach?
You're going to have a tough time.
She's pretty good at that, isn't she?
Yeah.
But don't forget to hit your super speed button when you become Super Pac-Man. You have 40 seconds. Good luck to you. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here we go. Back we go. That's it. Seconds. Look out. Oh, no, they got you. You have some time for some more points. Hang in there, Zach. Hey, get some points here. Get some points. Oh, 2,920. Okay, head on back. Dion beat you on Super Pac-Man. But you had the lead going into it, so we have, I think, a pretty close game. Both of you are good players. It's been a lot of fun playing with both of you, Dion and Zach. And if you're ready, we'll total up the scores now and see who's going to get a chance at their own programmable robot. You all set? Here we go. Dion, you have a grand total of 13,280. Zach, you have a total of 12,650. Dion did it. Well, Zach, too bad, but you took some nice prizes home with you, and you played really well. Lee went back and forth a couple of times. And congratulations to you, Dion. You're our champ. And for being our champion of the day, Kevin has a neat prize for you. Kevin?
Dion, it's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Software for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and software from Texas Instruments.
Yes. And you've also won the right to play for our grand prize, which today is your own Ms. RB5X robot. We'll do that right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And Game Line, the incredible new way to play an endless stream of video games with just one cartridge through your telephone. Game Line, the only way to try new games at home before you buy them, and games are only the beginning. And Zonix video games with the exclusive Double Ender, two amazing games on one cartridge, multiple screens, and unbelievable graphics. Zonix Zonix new cartridges, Spikes Peak, and Ghost Manor. Zonix, more fun for the price of one.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Dion. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Donkey Kong Jr., you'd have to score at least 2,415 points. If you picked Pac-Man, you'd have to score at least 3,654 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reached your decision, and you picked Pac-Man, right?
Yeah.
I thought you might pick Pac-Man. That means if you score 3,654 points or more in 30 seconds, you'll win our grand prize, the RB5X robot. So Kevin will tell us about Pac-Man, and we'll get ready to play.
It's the original Pac-Man on a lazy munch around the maze, gobbling up dots, scoring points, and enticing the monsters close to the Energizer dots so he can turn the monsters blue and then gobble them up and score more points. If a cherry or a strawberry or a lemon should appear in the maze, he might stop to munch a bit and make still more points. It's the Pac-Man, known to all and loved by many.
Well, Dion, we can tell from watching you today you're a Pac-Man player, right?
Yeah.
All right. You need to score 3,654 points or more in 30 seconds. Do that, and the old robot's going to carry you home, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Here we go. You have 30 seconds. Ready, get set, play. Going for 3,654 points. Here we go. Deep blue. This. 1,000. 15 seconds left. You're doing great. Pick him up. Good. Little more, little more. Come on, come on. You did it. You got it, Dion. You don't have to finish it off. You got yourself a robot. Congratulations. Really good play. All right, that's it for Starcade today. See you in the next show. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.